So among patients with autoimmune disease-related ILD in the INBUILD trial, the majority of whom had RA, dose adjustments and interruptions were not infrequent over the course of this study. And most of these dose adjustments and interruptions were related to treatment-related adverse effects. But reassuringly, the mean dose intensity was similar between the two study treatment arms, so nintedanib versus placebo, suggesting that these dose adjustments and interruptions allowed patients to continue on therapy without affecting the treatment effects. These findings have important implications for guiding the clinical management of the GI side effects of nintedanib in this patient population. Specifically, alterations in dosing should be performed to minimize these treatment-related side effects.
In the INBUILD study, as we have talked about, there were 170 patients with autoimmune disease-related interstitial lung disease. Among these patients, 87.8% were taking glucocorticoids and 46.6% were taking non-biologic DMARDs. And 15.3% of patients were taking biologic DMARDs at baseline, so when the patients began treatment with nintedanib or placebo, almost all of the patients, that is 87.8%, were on some dose of glucocorticoid at doses generally below 20 milligrams of prednisone equivalent per day. I think there was only one patient who was on 20 or more per day at baseline. And nearly half of patients were on some sort of biologic DMARD. Interestingly, in this study, we found that the rate of FVC decline was numerically greater in the placebo-treated patients who were taking DMARDs and/or glucocorticoids at baseline than those who were not on those drugs. The rate of FVC decline was slower in the patients treated with nintedanib than placebo, regardless of whether the patients were or were not on DMARDs or glucocorticoids at baseline. In terms of the safety profile, nintedanib had an acceptable safety profile in both the patients who were and were not using DMARDs or glucocorticoids at baseline. If we break it down a little bit more and look at diarrhea, what we find in the study was that of those patients who were on DMARDs and taking nintedanib, 59% or 59.4% had diarrhea, and of those patients not on DMARDs but were taking nintedanib, 77.8% of patients developed diarrhea. So actually, there was more diarrhea in the patients not on DMARDs than there was in the patients on DMARDs. And in terms of serious adverse events, 16.7% of patients who were not on DMARD, who were taking nintedanib, had a serious AE. Taken together, the results of the evaluation of patients on nintedanib taking DMARDs and/or glucocorticoids showed a favorable effect not only on the lung function, but importantly, I think, the overall safety profile for nintedanib was very acceptable for both patients who were and were not taking DMARDs and/or glucocorticoids at baseline, and in most cases could be managed by the clinicians caring for the patients.
So data from the INBUILD trial suggests that nintedanib has a clinically meaningful effect on slowing the progression of ILD in patients with autoimmune disease-related ILD with a progressive phenotype. The rate of decline was slower in patients treated with nintedanib compared with placebo, both in patients who were and who were not taking DMARDs and/or glucocorticoids at baseline. I think it's important to note as you interpret these study findings that there probably was a selection bias in that patients who were on certain immunosuppressants, such as mycophenolate, azathioprine, and rituximab were excluded from being able to participate in this trial, while patients on other immunosuppressants, such as TNF inhibitors, IL-6 inhibitors, were included. Therefore, the conclusions of this particular analysis really only apply to those patients who were taking those specific background immunosuppressants at the study entry. So polypharmacy is another important issue since nintedanib is associated with hepatotoxicity in certain patients. And it's unknown whether other drugs associated with hepatotoxicity can be safely used in combination with nintedanib in patients with RA. So future studies are needed in this area.